Faster internet between Asia and Europe means crossing the Arctic from Finland. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Most of the actual physical stuff that makes up the internet lies on the ocean floor. Thousands of miles of fiber optic cables that snake between continents and let you send email or Facebook messages to friends across the world. What, you thought it was magic? But just like roads get clogged with traffic, these transoceanic highways are starting to get clogged too. And now an ambitious initiative out of Finland is underway to solve this by laying a new route across the one body of water still mostly untouched by sea cables, the Arctic. Marketplace's Peter Ballin and Rosen met the Finns working to make it happen.
The cables that carry the internet lay buried deep beneath the ocean floor, but you can also see one in a conference room in Helsinki.
That's a cable. With 6 fiber pairs.
Oh my god, okay, so this is not what I was expecting.
You can hold onto it with one hand. It looks like thick black licorice. Jukka-Pekka Joensuu advises Finnish telecom company Sinia. He says this is what makes the internet work.
This is like a backbone.
745,000 miles of it crawl across the ocean floor. Between Asia and Europe, cables carrying data right now run down around Asia, up through the Suez Canal, and across the Mediterranean Sea.
It's about 253 milliseconds from Tokyo to Frankfurt.
Faster than the blink of an eye, but could be faster if you laid a shorter cable across the Arctic Ocean instead. Joensuu and Sinia want to do just that. Data can move 30% faster.
It's all about distance.
But we're still talking milliseconds here, so who would benefit from that change?
It's very simple. It's two birds. Big data.
And internet traffic between Europe and Asia is expected to triple in the next 5 years. Marjukka Vihavainen-Pitkänen oversees infrastructure projects for the Finnish government. She's angling to make Finland a digital gateway between the continents.
The most important thing is that we already have an existing cable line coming through Finland and from Finland to Germany.
The new cable would simply extend that, reaching from the icy north of Finland
via the Russian territory called Murmansk area,
then hug the Russian coast through the Arctic and head to Japan, then
China and other Asian parts.
All those governments are on board. It'll cost up to €1 billion. Internet and telecom companies from each country will pay and manage construction. Of course, some of those, like Russia's, are state-owned. And global spy agencies often intercept communications on cables. So, any security concerns?
This is a very good question, and we are, of course, very much concerned about security issues.
But no specifics, yet. For now, she's focused on starting construction next year on this digital Silk Road connecting east and west. I'm Peter Ballin-Rosen for Marketplace.
Construction of the Arctic cable is projected to be completed in 2022. It's taking a while because of Arctic ice and dark, brutal winters that mean workers can only operate during the summer. A separate cable linking Tokyo and London via Alaska and Canada is also underway. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. You trust Marketplace to cover more than business news. You rely on us to connect the dots between complex economic issues and why they matter to you. To keep public service journalism going strong, please go to marketplace.org today and become a Marketplace investor with a donation in any amount. We appreciate your support.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.